Hello, welcome back to Heart Factor Nigeria Info and her input Haka to number one talk station. I'm Dial. 9 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Conversation continues and you're welcome to join in via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH and also Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Check us out on YouTube as well, NigeriaInfoPH. And the matter next up for discussion, there's been an update to the earlier story when I indicated or gave you a preview of what to expect on the show today. Here's the updated version of that story. Also cut to the nation. FG registers breakaway ASUU faction Konoha, one other. Here's the story. In an attempt to clip the wings of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASUU, the federal government on Tuesday, approved the registration of Congress of Nigerian University Academics Konoha, a breakaway faction of ASUU. The government also approved the registration of the Nigerian Association of Medical and Dental Academics, NAMDA, as a trade union. Minister of Labour and Employment, Senator Chris Ingige, announced this on Tuesday in Abuja. He said the two unions would operate along with ASUU. So let's talk about this for a bit. And I'm asking, will a breakaway universities academics union resolve the problems, the lingering problems, I might add, with university education in Nigeria? I do appreciate that you'd like to join this conversation, and you can do so once again via Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, Twitter at NigerianInfoPH. You can join the conversation there. However, for the phone calls, at least for the moment, I'd like to get responses strictly from academics, from university lecturers, especially academics purely, members of ASUU strictly. All right, the numbers to call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007. The numbers to call, once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0007. If you're an academic, a lecturer in any of the universities, a member of ASUU, do please call them, and I'd like to hear from them strictly at this time. And as usually happens in Nigeria, when people comment on matters like this, I don't know why, really. I don't understand it. They don't want to give their name. So I cannot comprehend why you may not want to give your name, but it doesn't matter. Even if you don't want to give your name, but that's perfectly fine. You don't have to. Okay, so if that's going to be an impediment to joining the conversation, it's not required. So do call in. Let's get your take. The question once again, amongst other issues really regarding this matter, will a breakaway university's academics union resolve the lingering problems with university education in Nigeria? Let's get your take. And I'm going to give some time to have a conversation strictly with members of ASUU. At this time, what's your take is on these unions? We've got Konoha, and for those in the medical field, we have what's it called again? Is it NAMDA or something like that? NAMDA, absolutely. Nigerian Association of Medical and Dental Academics, NAMDA. And then the other one, Congress of Nigerian University Academics, Konoha. Your thoughts on this right now, once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Okay, no lecturers, no members of ASUU willing to take on this one. Gonna give it another minute or so. Let's see. I've got comment via Facebook already. Caveman, Cave goes, smart move. And also via Facebook, Kintalin Woke goes, good one. This is to break the monopoly of ASUU, which has turned political pressure group. They cannot be bigger than their employers. And May Baka Iweriso goes, divide and conquer tactics. Okay, all right. Your thoughts, once again, university lecturers, members of ASUU, do you have any thoughts on this? another couple of seconds before I move on. And I presume that university lecturers or members of ASU have absolutely no opinion on the matter. Well, this might be good enough, you know, to make such an assumption after all. For research purposes, you only need a sample size, and I believe the sample size of this show right now is enough to make such a plausible and reasonable conclusion as well. If I'm to go by the sample size of listeners of this show right now, I'm sure that there are university lecturers, members of ASU, who are listening right now. So if you don't call in, it probably means you have no opinion on the matter, which is quite concerning for me. Anyways, again, for the last time, numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, or 0817-923-0007. Okay, I think I've got a taker right now. I'm quite certain this has to be a university lecturer. Also, once again, via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, I'll get to those or return to those in a moment. But is he on right now? Have we confirmed? Okay, all right. We've got Charles from Peter Orderly Road on the line. You're welcome, Charles. Please go on. Hello, Charles. You're welcome.
Yeah, hello. Good evening. How are you?
Yes, hi, Charles. Yeah, you are a university lecturer.
I heard your program, and I just wanted to chip in a bit of my opinion, because what is going on right now is that
Charles, are you a university lecturer, Charles?
It's trying to blackmail ASU, and that's exactly the truth. And I believe every education-loving Nigeria, you know, has to uncover the truth. You know, what ASU is fighting for, it's not just for academic staff.
Charles, are you a lecturer? Hello,
and
Charles.
I believe that
Charles, please listen to me for a second. Are you a lecturer?
Okay, yes, I'm a lecturer.
Okay, fantastic. Go ahead then.
Okay, so I'm not just saying this because I'm a lecturer. Why I'm saying this is that if you have maybe taken a walk to any public university, you know, in the same time, you would understand, you know, that there is a need for this revitalization to go on.
Yes.
You know? And when we talk, it's like ASU are trying to be so greedy talking about themselves. No, it is time that the general Nigerian populace should speak with one voice. Because if you know how academic lecturers are suffering, so I am telling you, for instance, I know what I do from my pocket to make sure that I do my work. And it's not that somebody's sitting on something anywhere. I understand the system, I understand how you do it, but because of the passion, because I went into the system because of the passion. But how long will we continue this way?
So Charles, conclusively, yes. I think you're saying that this new union or unions will not improve the situation of things.
Please, I can't hear you clearly.
Okay, Charles, I heard you clearly. I got your point. Thanks for calling in. I do have to move on, however. I've got Didier from Rumekin. Didier, you're welcome. Please go ahead. Hello, Didier, you're live on radio. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead. You're welcome. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Hello, Dayo. Can you hear me?
Please go ahead. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes. Definitely, the formation of these unions will have a negative impact on the academic staff union on universities. But the truth is, it will not cripple the agitations of the union. That's because... Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, what I'm making is that the formation of these other unions will definitely impact negatively on the academic staff union, universities. But the truth is, these other institutions will have ASU as their parent body. Now, since the academic staff union of university will form their primary constituency, so I think it's an effort in...
Didier, I'm not sure you understand how these unions work. Are you a lecturer at all, Didier? Are you a lecturer?
I'm a lecturer at University.
Okay, so the way it's set up, Konwa is not supposed to serve under ASUU. That's not how it's set up. It's a union on its own. It's not set up to be a subsidiary of ASUU, no. You sound like you think it's a subsidiary. Okay, he's gone. I've got Dr. Gift Wall on the line from Mediaport. Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go on, please.
So, my name is Gift Wall.
I got your name just a while ago. Please go ahead.
Yes. I want to say that this decision by the government to register another two sets of unions in addition to ASUU will not solve the ongoing problem.
How so?
Whereas there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with registering other unions if people so desire. But again, and of course, even ASUU is voluntary. Not every lecturer that is a member of ASUU. Lecturers elect to belong to ASUU or not to belong to ASUU. Now, maybe this will be an opportunity for people to decide whether they want to belong to Konwa or ASUU or any other body for that matter, or not to belong at all. Now, the issue here is that the problem is not about the monopoly of ASUU, and the issue is not that what ASUU is asking or demanding from government, or about how to fix our universities to be what they are supposed to be, is a wrong course. It is not. Now, what government has simply done is to say that whereas they cannot deal with one union, ASUU, they now have the capacity to deal with three, or maybe four, or maybe five. And then the question becomes, how? If you can't deal with one, how can you deal with three or four? Secondly, if you look at what is happening in our universities today, it is not only ASUU that is on strike. The non-teaching unions just resumed work recently. They too were on strike. This same government has been having issues with Nigerian Medical Association over the years. So if government decides that the way to solve this problem is by granting permission or giving license to people to form other unions, I just don't see how that can be a solution to the problem.
Oh, great to get your thoughts as well. How about you? Once again, I do have a break coming up in a moment, but I do want to hear from as many current ASUU members or just university lecturers, even if you're not a member of ASUU, as long as you're university lecturer, I'd like to get you on to good academic. 0817-923-0002 or 0003 or 0007 is the number to call. Via Facebook, I've got, Kingsley Inwood and Koda saying, this is corruption of the highest order. Evolobi, Chimezia goes, money-induced breakaway factions. This is what the federal government is known for. Instead of solving the ASUU problems head-on, they're creating division amongst the organization. This is laughable and utterly shameful. Tekena Issa goes, good evening, I'm a student. Just as you invited Dr. Austin Sanat the last time, you should have re-invited into the studio to talk about this since his former ASUU chairman. Tekena, thank you very much for your observations, but I do not think that you know a lot about my job. And if I do think that it's necessary to have Dr. Sado here, I will have him here in the studio at some point. Well, 23 gun past 5 once again. Can I take Dr. Chikere right now? Do I have the time for that? Dr. Chikere, I apologize. I can't take your call right now if you can hear me. Do please call back. I have to go for a commercial break shortly. Dr. Chikere, do please call back once again. We'll make it a priority to take your call after the commercial break. We've got headlines at 5:30 as well. And discussions continue right after that. Once again, two new unions have been have been recognized by the federal government. We have Konwa, we have NAMAD, I hope I got that right as well, and that's for medical and dental academics, anyways, and we have Konwa Congress of Nigerian University Academics as well. Will this improve the situation with university education in Nigeria or not? I'd like to get your take once again. Facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, Twitter at NigerianInfoPH. We'll go for the break now. We'll return shortly. Conversation continues. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info. And here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dyer. 28 to go before 6 p.m. The major news comes about 6. Discussions continue on situation with unions of academics at Nigerian universities. Story cut to the Nation. FG registers breakaway ASU faction Konoha one other. Ending the time to clip the wings of ASU. The federal government on Tuesday approved the registration of Congress of Nigerian University Academics Konoha, a breakaway faction of ASU. The government also approved the registration of the Nigerian Association of Medical and Dental Academics, NAMDA, as a trade union. Minister of Labour and Employment, Senator Chris Ngige, announced this on Tuesday in Abuja. He said the two unions would operate along with ASU. Your thoughts on this? Will this improve, will this breakaway university academics union, academic unions resolve the problems, the lingering problems with university education in Nigeria? The Sultan rates, and like I mentioned earlier on, and I know you'd like to have your say, but I'd like to hear strictly from university lecturers via the phone lines, but you can also join in via the other platforms. Speaking of which, we are live on facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigerianInfoPH as well. Numbers to call for lecturers only, at least for this conversation, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. I've got Dr. Chikere is back on the line from Port Harcourt. You're welcome. Please go ahead. Dr. Chikere, you're welcome. You're live. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. The registration of the new union by the federal government has been their stock in trade. Federal government has continued to do this kind of a thing, but I bet you that union will not stand. Hello?
Yeah, why do you say the union will not stand?
Hello, Dyer.
Why do you say the union will not stand?
Because it is not built on the foundations of ASU. Some people will simply want to be involved. They want to claim leadership. They want to show that they can lead. Perhaps looking at the deductions that comes from ASU contribution, maybe that would be their take or what the federal government will be giving to them. But I bet you it will not stand, and that union will not find its put in the university system.
Are you suggesting that lecturers will not join this union?
They will not.
But they must have some membership already. I mean, they have a president. They have other members. I think was it last year or 2 years ago, I spoke with some members, maybe not a lot, one or two persons who at that time said they were members of Konoha at University of Port Harcourt.
I can't hear you very well.
I said sometime about a year or two ago, I spoke with some one or two persons who said that they were members of Konoha at University of Port Harcourt.
I'm not sure. In NDU, where I am, there are no such unions there. What you have in NDU, is strictly ASU. What from the total members, so to speak, in every association or union or whatever place you find yourself, there are more disgruntled members who are looking for such opportunities as this. The moment AFRI is able to have an agreement with the government, you will not hear of such unions again.
Well, Chikere, good to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007 via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. Via Facebook, Danish Tam goes, federal government should stick to one thing instead of creating division among the organization. Don't be surprised, one day you will hear that FG is owing both parties. I don't think this will work. Fabi Yawari Isaac goes, this should at least bring some sanity in the education sector. Edgel goes, I think ASUS feel themselves this become a political tool. I fully support the new group. Their interest is nothing to student success that they have tampered with. Goodbye, ASUS powers. But Edgel, the revitalization of universities is about students. It's about providing improving infrastructure in the schools. It's about having more and bigger lecture halls. It's about having laboratories that function. It's about ensuring that the students get the best education possible that they can, or the best possible education they can from these universities. You know, that's an integral part of the ASU federal government impasse at the moment. And if I remember correctly as well, some of the propositions of the government in the past, which ASU is against, will mean that the cost of the education will be extremely high. That may, I don't know, Edgel, maybe Edgel or your children may not be able to afford it, and that's a fact. I remember the what's his name again? The bicotany man. Who was negotiating with ASU on behalf of the federal government at one point. They were talking about giving a loan, a student loan, of, I think, 1 million naira to students. That should be per session or so. And part of it to be paid directly to the schools. I think maybe something in the region of 600,000 naira. Where are parents going to get, where are most families in Nigeria going to get 600,000 naira from to pay for tertiary education per session? Where are they going to get it from? So, and even if this loan is made available, how are they going to pay it back in a country, in an economy where unemployment rates and figures keep skyrocketing? Where are they going to get it from? How are they going to pay it back? And if they're not paying back, is this loan going to be sustainable? How is the federal government going to be able to sustain it if those who have collected the loans are unable to pay back? Anyways, once again, call 0817. Okay, you know what? I take it that the lecturers are done giving their position. So, lines open to everybody right now. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Everyone's welcome to join in the conversation via the phone lines and the other platforms now. Via Facebook, Malakai goes, good evening, Dial. This is very funny, if you ask me. FGR so myopic, trying to undermine ASU's struggles, thereby creating more trouble for themselves. There was once a country called Nigeria. And like a previous caller mentioned, you know, not just the academic unions have been on strike or have issues with the government. Non-academic staff union, NASU, I believe, have issues with government. They were also on a strike, just recently called off. Senior Staff Association as well, SANU, also have issues with government. They were also on a strike that was recently called off. So what's the government planning to do with those if they embark on another strike? Are we going to ask, register other unions for non-academic staff? Are we going to register other unions for senior staff? The Nigerian Medical Association, the resident doctors, they also having issues with the government. And so are we going to create another union to counter the Resident Doctors Association and others like it? I've got Godswill from Woji. Welcome, Godswill. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, for me, I must admit that what the federal government has done today will definitely not bring lasting solution to the issues ASU has been clamoring for. Neither will it in the immediate time make our institution better. But I also feel that ASU on their own part has really played into the hands of the government. Because for me, I know that one good strategy in fighting is knowing when to quit fighting and adopt other measures. ASU shutting down the university for 8 months now has more or less gotten some sympathies to now begin to go against them. There's no reason for me why the university ought to have been shut down for 8 good months.
So what other options should ASU have taken? Gotwe, what other options? What other methods should ASU have employed?
Okay, now if I heard the chairman of ASU correctly, on several occasions he has come out to say that they are making progress. Many issues have been resolved. We're just pending one issue or the other. I'm sure and I know it is no history of any strike where one single strike action.
Just a moment, please. I don't know when you heard the ASU president say that. I've watched many of his interviews. I've also read interviews they granted to newspapers. I'm yet to find where he said many of the issues have been resolved. I've also had calls to interview. I've heard
the ASU chairman mention that. I think at the point he said that the only issue remaining now is the issue of the payment platform, whether it's ITS or the one actually coming up with. So he had admitted at some point that some progress has been made in the negotiation. And my point is insisting that every issue has to be resolved completely before the call of the strike and keeping the children at home for 8 months.
Don't we once again, at no time did the ASU president say that all the issues must be resolved before the lecturers will go back to school. I don't know where you saw that, but at no time, I'm quite certain at no time did the ASU president say that.
But I know that there are several comments like, even if this is going to be the last strike that even if they have to stay at home for a year or two, that everything has to be sorted. Something I can't quote correctly, but I've heard severally something like,
I apologize. I have to end the conversation now. I've got a commercial break coming up, and I can't do much to stop that happening. Stick around.